The UC Climate Solutions Channel, an online hub for the latest research and best practices from the University of California to address the impacts of climate change. See how you can help at uctv.tv/climatesolutions.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Briggs and I'm representing UC Santa Barbara because UCSB's faculty climate champion couldn't be here, Gretchen Hoffman. But if Gretchen was here, what she would talk about would be engaging undergraduates and creating a team of outreach specialists on climate issues important to the California coast. So what I'm going to use my really short presentation to talk about is a couple of multi-campus initiatives that are very much aimed at harnessing the power of all 10 campuses pertaining to climate change. And they're relevant to climate change, not completely about climate change. First one of them is a new initiative that we're starting up on coastal health as part of the UC Global Health Institute. The UC Global Health Institute is aiming towards, once again, harnessing the power of the 10 campuses to improve health and achieving equity in health for all people worldwide. And so far, the concept of global health has been very much people-centric. It's been all about improving health, human health. And it's true that over the last century or so, there have been incredible improvements in the health and well-being of many people, most people worldwide. But most of these improvements have really come at the cost to degrading the natural systems that support human health and support basically health on the planet. And so the UC Global Health Institute is now moving into the area of planetary health, which is the cool new phrase. What it is, it's global health, but now taking into account that we really need to not just improve human health. Human health has been so far been very much bought at the cost of degrading the natural systems. We need to include those natural systems in the concept of human health. And so at UCSB, we're just now starting a new initiative on coastal health in collaboration with the UC Global Health Institute. And why coastal health? It turns out that about 50% of humans on Earth are distributing themselves on these very narrow stretches of coastline. And about something like 75% of the new megacities are on the coastlines. And we congregate along the coast for a number of reasons. We're making use of many goods and services that the marine environment supplies, food, the industry along the coast. We make use of the cooling aspects of water, of the seawater. And so people are congregating along the coast. Those people need to be fed, they need clean water, and they need protection from infectious diseases. All of those things also require energy, and energy is sort of the key to many of these things. And so while making use of the coastal environments, they're also degrading them, degrading the environments through habitat destruction, pollutants, toxicants of various sorts, and, of course, all of the additional impacts of climate change, sea level rise, seawater incursion, and so on. So at UCSB, we're trying right now to put together a new center that really takes advantage of the great expertise that we have across the UC system to address questions involved in coastal health. And it's, at this point, just getting off the ground. It's going to involve a lot of grad student support, as well as postdoc support, and so stay tuned. We're going to be—you'll be hearing more about this. The second initiative that I want to advertise, there will be a table out somewhere later about this, which is an initiative that has once again been taking advantage of the expertise that we have across the UC system. It's called ICEQI. Which is the Institute for the Study of Ecological and Evolutionary Climate Impacts. And it's making use of the UC Natural Reserve System and making use of the fact that across the UC system, lots of people are studying the ecological and evolutionary impacts of climate change. But often we do this in isolation on our sort of individual projects. There hasn't been really a good way to integrate the various projects and to sort of create something more than the individual studies. And so ICEQI is trying to do this by taking advantage of the UC Natural Reserve System, which is a set of 39 sites across California, which allows us to study the impacts of climate change, comparing them across ecosystems, across habitat types, and across a pretty large latitudinal gradient. Aseki is the brainchild of Laurel Fox and Barry Sinervo from UC Santa Cruz, but it involves grad students, postdocs, and researchers and faculty across the entire UC system. I just popped up here the pictures of the people on the executive board, but there are many grad students involved in it as well. And each year, ISEAKEE has been funding between 1 and 3 grad students. And so if you guys are interested in ecological and evolutionary impacts of climate change and haven't heard about this, these are the people you should hunt down at your various campuses to get involved. And so the goal of ISEAKEE is to assess the ecosystem-wide impacts of climate across the UC Natural Reserve System, linking plant and animal studies from oceans to mountaintops. It's had some initial funding from UCOP for the first three years or so, and it has a set of specific aims about gathering and digitizing, making use of the historical data that we have at all of these sites, trying to understand the mechanisms driving ecological and environmental evolutionary processes involved in climate change, trying to predict the changes to ecosystems and potential impacts to ecosystem services, and trying to inform the public. And so please seek out the ISEAKEE people at their booth, their table later today. So with that, I would thank you all. And